news all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the word.
This is a 1010 Wins News Flash. I'm Paul James. Here's what's happening. The estranged husband of a missing Staten Island woman is under arrest. Michael Camerata is charged with assaulting his estranged wife. And sources tell 1010 Wins he is the focus of the police investigation into the disappearance of Janine Camerata. She was last seen Saturday night. Sources tell 1010 Wins they believe she met with the husband Saturday evening after leaving her boyfriend's place. She never showed up for a custody hearing on Monday and did not show up for work Tuesday. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he has heard what his accusers are saying and he is promising to be more mindful about respecting personal space. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he remains hopeful that he and state legislators can reach a deal on making recreational marijuana legal in the Garden State. On congestion pricing, he calls it a double tax and unacceptable, and he says the congestion pricing plan must also work for New Jersey. You can hear the entire interview at 1010wins.com. A New York City public school teacher has been arrested on child pornography charges. Jonathan Schweitzer was arrested at his home in the Bronx and charged with the possession, receipt, and distribution of child pornography. The 41-year-old Schweitzer has been a teacher at Belmont Prep High School since 2007. The House Judiciary Committee has approved subpoenas for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full, unredacted Russia report. Hundreds of mourners packed a temple in New Jersey for the funeral of a college student who authorities say mistakenly got into the wrong car and was kidnapped and killed in South Carolina. Services for Samantha Josephson were held at Congregation Beth Haim in West Windsor. AccuWeather calling for clear skies overnight. Winds will diminish, a low of 41. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Winds.